Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, but I feel bad because I forgot the biggest peacock moment when your team wins one of those island games just on prime time, You know, take you back to Monday Night Football last year, Texans, Cowboys, and you just running them boys in the fourth quarter. That'll get you to walking around pretty chest first.
I was thinking about that big, like, what's a recent really good high level? Oh, you know, the first one that popped into mind, like when TCU beat Michigan in the playoff.
Oh, yeah.
When you get an upset, when like, oh, TCU's going to get run off the floor, or out of the off the field. Boy, you peacock. Like, yeah, we did that. We did. When you get that big upset.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like we was kind of peacocking when the Texans beat the Browns.
That's that playoff game.
Nobody was expecting that, especially after the last time they played
the
Browns.
Yeah, they got lit up.
Yeah.
Hell, even when they got the Chargers this past year, the way that people were talking about, oh, no, the Chargers. Remember, people were picking the Chargers a lot.
Rex Ryan said they had a bye week.
Yeah.
Sick
That's
behavior.
Right. That was sick, man.
That's right.
That was so bad. What was he thinking?
What was he thinking?
Because the Texans wasn't that damn bad.
No.
Do you think they learned their lesson?
No. Not Rex Ryan.
All right. Let's go around the NFL now. We had three preseason football games yesterday to watch, and the first of which we said was a point of interest because it's a division opponent. It's the Colts versus the Ravens. I see you putting out your pinky because the big thing that happened there
was going that way.
Anthony Richardson, who started in this game, left this game with a dislocated pinky on a play that could only be described as him being mollywopped by an unblocked rusher.
Yeah.
And I didn't grab audio of it because there was a number of people that had it, but it was very clear. That was not the offensive line fault. That was not Shane Steichen's fault. Like, that was, as much as this is going to be a day-to-day injury, I think that was yet another indicator that Anthony Richardson is not it, because that is very simple, probably like college level, if not high school level.
You learn that in high school.
Like, you know, adjustment to pass rushes, and he just did not have, didn't have his eyes in the right place. He didn't acknowledge the hot route. He did not understand the basics of what was happening in front of him. And this is what year? How many years are we into this? How many times has he had? How much time rather has he had working with quarterback coaches, working with coaches in general? And he just still don't get it.
Yeah, look, I thought there were some things that people can over.
You gotta get the CDLs now, man.
Yeah, I think there were some things that happened yesterday that people are gonna overreact to, and I get it. It's not an overreaction to say what you just said. Anthony Richardson is not it. You know, I don't think so. That was high school level stuff, man. And the internet went nuts with, and I'm talking like the Orlovskis of the world and the, you know, the Brants of the world and the guys that are respected and coaches. Like, what were you? It was high school.
Get your CDLs, buddy.
Yeah, the three people I saw talking about it, Kurt Warner, Chase Daniel, and then I think Jeff Schwartz.
I saw Orlovsky. And
they all broke it down the same way. Like, the very basic. They made it very clear what was happening there. And, you know, the way that they slid the line is what you do. You know, now you're hot off of this one defender who is, you know, the least, or I guess the least dangerous of the two that are remaining.
Yeah.
You got to know that that's your key guy if he's coming. You have a hot guy.
You know your back is going to be in the flat.
Back is in the flat, giving you eyes. That's where you go with the football. Like, it's easy to diagnose. This is just bread and butter type stuff, and he was looking the entire opposite way from where he should have been looking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he got hurt, and I guess if you want to make jokes about that, you can. That all here he is doing the thing again where he gets hurt. I think more importantly is that he can't diagnose the most simple of situations to get himself.
I completely agree. I 100% agree on that.
Was there anything else in that game that caught your attention between the Colts and the Ravens? The Ravens got a win for whoever cares. I was a little sad to see my guy DJ Giddens, K-Stater, running back. He was fine. He wasn't all that incredible in this
The Ravens
game.
Seem to have a punt returner that looks like Deion Sanders.
LeJonte Wester?
LeJonte Wester. I was like, there were a couple of moments in these games where I went, oh, great. Oh, great. The Ravens have another weapon. Because he looked legit. And then they've been saying some good things about him. He went, was it 78 yards? Or he went the distance on a punt return. It might not have been that far, but he went the distance on a punt return. Had
87.
87?
Yeah.
Good gracious. I had the numbers right. I just had them inverse.
Right.
But I think he's going to be, you know, another weapon for the Ravens, and that's an AFC power.
You talk about weapons. That Keaton Mitchell cat, running back, he does look really good. And I've heard kind of people talking about him out of camp. But getting a chance to see him a little bit, I was like, okay, I see what you're talking about. He looks like he'll be a nice addition to that.
Yeah.
Speaking of running backs, one that I think are people overreacting, Ashton Gentry, who is, I mean, very, very highly regarded, drafted high up in the first round, was trying to track down Barry Sanders' college record last year. You know, with all of that highly touted, nature, he steps in with the Raiders. And he gets all of three carries and was it -1 yards, and he is done for the day. What's your feeling on what Ashton Gentry provided?
Well, that's why I said that there's going to be some overreactions, but the Anthony Richardson one was not. This one is. Look, man, three carries, backups on the offensive line, not completely. I think there was one or two started, but either way, I wouldn't worry too much about Ashton Gentry, and at minimum, I certainly wouldn't draw any comparisons and, you know, some of the criticisms that he was getting last night.
So that offensive line was putrid last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a play where he's handing the ball off and he's looking eyeball to eyeball.
3 yards
the defender.
Deep. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. 3 yards deep. So that's tough. But on top of that, it did make me think, though, Ashton Gentry, while I loved him, like we gave updates on him all the time last year, and he is a very good running back, he did kind of work his way into games at times. And I do wonder.
No, that's true.
I do wonder if that is more of a part and parcel of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much you need that in the league. Obviously, there's a place for that, especially if a team is willing to lean into that for you. But if they don't, if they're not a team that's like, hey, we're gonna get you the carries to get you up to speed so that you can be that type of guy.
No, that's
I do
a good
wonder
point.
if that limits his ceiling ultimately in the NFL.
I don't know if it'll limit his ceiling. They know this. I mean, it was obvious just as a casual college football fan if you watched him. He's one of those better in the second half than the first half guys. I think way too hasty on Ashton Gentry.
Was there anything else that you wanted to make mention of? We're looking at a game right now on NFL Network that was fun in some regards, especially when you looked at Joe Burrow and some of his starters were out there. Joe looked good. I think he had all 10 passes. They left him in there a decent amount.
Yeah. I think he was like 9 to 10.
Eight to 9 to 10.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns. Yeah, he looked. They might be in the way.
That game was more of a okay. it might be there because what did I say? I said this is the first time the offense has been completely healthy. I think in 3 years, you know, going into it.
Probably since ever, to be honest.
Yeah, and so I wanted to see it. We saw it, and the Bengals are going to be good. The Bengals are going to be good. Yeah.
Well, are they?
I think they're going to be good. We'll see about the defense.
I think they're going to be in the way.
Yeah. That's the thing is I think the offense is going to be good. The defense looked really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had second and third, I think third-team Eagles offense against first-team Bengals defense, and they're not, you know, they're getting moved.
Tanner McKee, baby.
Tanner McKee was good for the Eagles.
He was really good.
Howie Roseman does it again. Because yes. Tanner McKee was good last year as well when they had to go to him for a short period of time. But, yeah, the Bengals, that remains the question for me. Can that defense do anything? And, I mean, again, very, very, very preliminary, early one preseason game. But that defense did not look good. And you should be good in a situation where you are two lines above. Like, when you got your first line, they got their third line, and you're getting beat.
Yeah. How about on the other side of the ball? Kenyon Green.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So in what is the weirdest day, Houston sports-wise? Obviously, we mentioned Jimmy Ward was arrested again. It was a violation of his bond, consuming alcohol. So thankfully, not an additional thing, but still, not necessarily going to go well, especially as Figgy mentioned, Montgomery County is not the they don't take kindly to those types of violations.
They had no nonsense type of crowd.
So
and
you have that
got insight on the judge, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we might need to examine that. CJ Gardner-Johnson obviously was the big news. He gets injured. The man who he was traded for, Kenyon Green, leaves the game with an injury as well. Like, what kind of what kind of bad juju was out there yesterday?
He just can't win. He just can't win. It doesn't bother us. But
I was going to say, the question is, who won the trade?
He was called for holding as well in that game.
Yeah. Really? Okay, so we won it.
Just off of that.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, no ACL tear for CJ Gardner-Johnson. That is something we hold on to. Another big-time loss for, I guess, a team. I do wonder where you thought the Chargers, what their ultimate, you know, kind of ceiling might have been on this year, because the AFC is, you know, chock full of teams and teams that are trying to push up into that level. I imagine the Chargers are one of them, or maybe were one of them, with the news that their newly highest-paid offensive lineman in the league, Rashawn Slater, will now miss the entirety of the season with a patellar tendon rupture. Mm-hmm. So they're missing a big-time offensive tackle that's supposed to keep Justin Herbert upright.
Yeah, absolutely one of the potentially worst things that they could have had. And as far as the Chargers, I don't know on the Chargers. I don't think anybody does. They're the Chargers. You know, they'll figure out a way to spit the bit. And yet, I think they've done some really good things. Obviously, you know, Harbaugh and company have done some really good things. I don't know about that. That's one, like, it's going to be a true, let's wait 4 or 5 weeks into the regular season before we think of anything. And even then, let's wait for the playoffs to see if they can do anything. You know?
But, I mean, that's a huge, huge loss for a team. Again, and I mean, in a way, if you choose to view it this way, which I can understand why you wouldn't, that's a game for the Texans. That's another team that, I mean, even if they are going to be some level of good,
yes,
Rashawn Slater makes a huge difference in the way that you play this game, and that's going to hurt their ultimate, like, how far or how high in the AFC they can be. So that AFC West is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's the other thing.
I'm not saying that this is absolutely what will happen, but this could easily be the thing that takes them from, they could possibly try and steal that division from the Chiefs to, yeah, maybe you might be sitting amongst the basement of that division, which that is a really rough feel this early in the season.
So of all the things that they didn't need, it was that because of Herbert.
Yeah, what shows up on their depth chart is Trey Pipkins the third as a backup. And
Trey.
Do you recall seeing Trey Pipkins?
No, I don't.
I do.
You do?
Not what you want is what I will say.
Yeah.
Not what you want, with all due respect to Trey Pipkins. Some other things around the NFL tonight. More football continues as we got four straight days. Yesterday was just a precursor of preseason football, and it continues tonight. We have, let me make sure I'm right on this. Yeah, we got the Browns tonight. Mm-hmm. We got three more, in fact, tonight. And all of them start at the same time, two of them start at the same time. You got Lions and Falcons. And then you got Browns, Panthers, and the Browns game is really interesting. Obviously, we know Shedeur Sanders is going for the Browns, and I imagine he gets probably like three quarters of burn here because they signed Snoop Huntley. I think that those are the only two guys.
Everybody else is they holding back.
And you're not trying to figure out nothing about no Snoop Huntley.
No.
So I think that this is a great opportunity to actually give, you know, Shedeur Sanders burn. I think that might be the more interesting of the two games, just because there's been so much talk about Shedeur. He was a dude who still needed some development coming out of Colorado anyways, and he hasn't gotten a ton of burn in camp. I think that this is going to be where a lot of people's attentions are.
Yeah, well, for sure. But he's going to be drawing up plays. He's going to be drawing up plays in the huddle, like, you know, street football. Like, okay, you go here, you block him. Because he hadn't even really had a chance. Three quarters?
Are you one of those people that agrees with like a Lewis Riddick or the number of people that have said he's being fed to the wolves in the way that they're handling this?
I kind of do. Maybe it's unfair, but you can't deny that other quarterbacks have gotten the reps. And you know how I feel about reps in training camp. I've made it very, very clear. This isn't the old days, man. They're very restricted. They're very precious, and he hadn't gotten them.
I'm kind of curious because a lot of their QBs are hurt or not playing. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if everybody was healthy, how much time will he get?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Because if Kenny Pickett was healthy, he'll probably be playing. Dylan Gabriel will probably be playing. So I'm wondering, because I understand getting fed to the wolves, but who else you going to throw out there?
No, yeah. I mean, they have to do that here. I mean, that's kind of how this works. I think the fed to the wolves was more about if you understand you got these injuries, give him more burn leading up to this game preseason game so that he has more opportunity with some ones or whatever. But I think the question that you asked when it comes to the Browns and their depth chart, Joe Flacco doesn't play. The other two get probably like first and second, and then here comes Shedeur Sanders with a majority of the third or maybe like half of the third and finish it out with
what's going to happen, don't you? This would be the most Browns thing ever.
He's going to ball out?
Everybody's talking about like, oh, they're setting him up. Oh, he hasn't had any reps. He's going to play three quarters, feeding him to the Wolves. Dude's going to go 21 for 23 for 208 yards and three touchdowns and a touchdown running. And everybody's going to go, oh, wow. Now what?
That would probably be the worst thing for that to happen because now it's like, do you play him? What do you do?
Yeah.
And then that's more pressure to play him and potentially start him.
The only thing I'm confident is unless they're forced to, the Browns will make the wrong decision because that's how they operate.
Yep.
Let's be completely honest. From the 281, as a CDL holder, Figgy offended me. That's fair. That is fair. But you know, the reason why he said that is that's a good way to earn money, man.
Yeah.
It's a good way to earn
money. I probably should say you should rap. Maybe go on and start this rap career.
Please don't do that. Don't subject us to that. We don't need that. All right. And real quick before we go, remember the Jaguars are playing on Saturday. Obviously, your Texans are at 3. Kind of a great spot. Like as much as you can view it through this lens on a in preseason, an island game of sorts, 3 p.m. Versus the Vikings. Obviously, we know how that one's going to go, and we'll talk more about that one. More about that. Noon is when you get pregame started here with Sean and Seth. But before that, you have the Giants-Bills game at noon, but then the Jaguars-Steelers is amongst a lot of games at 6 p.m., and we will see Travis Hunter go both ways in this. So we get our first taste of what that experiment looks like and how well he handles it. I do wonder, though, do you think that they do the thing where they try and soft-pedal him into the two ways where he'll play offense more with, like, the first team and then he comes in later with the second team and plays just defense? Or do you think they're going to try and figure out the logistics of him going on both sides?
No, I absolutely think he's going to play, like, maybe a quarter and he's going to go offense and then he's going to go – because this is practice. Yeah. I mean, this is you're getting ready for the regular season. So, like, to play him in the first quarter offense and then maybe the second quarter defense, that doesn't make any sense. They're really, by the way, if you didn't think it was, they're really going to do this. He's really going to do this.
So he going to jump off the field at the third down and then get ready to go back up on defense the very next.
Well, the way I think it's going to play out, just my opinion, is maybe, 90 to 100% of the snaps on offense and then pick your spots on defense, like, second and long, third and long, things like that. But I think that's how they're going to do it in the regular season, too.
Well, if you ask the quarterback of that team, Trevor Lawrence, apparently he wants Travis Hunter on offense more.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I mean,
man, you already got Brian Thomas.
I imagine that's why. Like, if you end up in a place where I got two dudes, especially if Travis Hunter continues to refine his game and ends up being what could possibly be like a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver, then look at the pairing that you have. There's not a lot of teams that have pairings like that. You end up in a significant better place for a quarterback who has been longing for that type of pass catching room.
It's one football, Lawrence. Damn.
Yeah. All right. And of course, before we go, I got to give you what I know you're always looking for, the latest of your top 100 on the NFL top 100 ads voted by the players.
Hit me.
We mentioned the last Texan to show up was 46, Will Anderson Jr. Deion Dawkins shows up at number 42, the tackle for the Bills. And then at 41, wide receiver for the Rams, who actually is down 8 spots from last year, Puka Nacua. Thoughts?
Well, Nico's up there.
Oh,
right?
Nico's Nico's a order of magnitude better than Puka Nacua.
Yeah. It might not be so much because, Puka Nacua to me is still, very, very top-notch, obviously. I think it's more like there are more people that just jumped him. It's not like, this is an insult or anything for Nacua. It's like there are more people that have jumped into the top 39 or 40 or whatever.
Yeah. He only played 11 games last year, which I imagine factored into some of it. But no, I think he's probably still in a pretty good place.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to see how it unfurls. No love for Deion Dawkins, nothing?
Not really.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us as we're getting ready for another Texan season. It starts with preseason game number one tomorrow, as I mentioned, 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to Seth Payne, who was obviously along with Sean out of West Virginia. And the final interview that Seth got was a fantastic 20-minute conversation with D'Amico Ryans. Within that, D'Amico kind of highlighted how they try and grow their players, how they kind of focus in on one growth point. And so I kind of wanted us to do a little of an experiment. What would be the one growth point for these various Texans going into the 2025 season? 713-572-4610. Let's work through that next.
As your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cry big voice, man. Texans training camp continues to roll on. Of course, this week they were out at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. They got some good work done. Unfortunately, there was one negative point that continues to cast a shadow over the team. We'll continue to monitor that. But a lot of good that happened, including seeing Sean and Seth out there and hanging out, getting good insight onto what's happening on the field and talking to a number of people. Shout out to them. The interviews were all very, very good. But
it was on their social media influencer.
They were on it, baby. Yeah. They were on it.
Yeah, and the ring light out there, the microphones, it was set up pretty good.
Sounded very good, except for when a helicopter came by and was being a hater on both of them.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And you'll hear that here because I thought that of all the interviews that they did, with due respect to Sean, I thought Seth won even though I don't think it's a competition, but you know, anything can be a competition if you try hard enough. Because his sit down interview with D'Amico Ryan was exquisite. You might have heard it this morning on Payne and Pendergast. I would tell you when you have time, you can go check the podcast page for Payne and Pendergast. I believe it should also be on Seth's YouTube page. It might be just some listening for you over the weekend at some point. But I encourage you, listen to the entirety of it. It was really good. It comes off very conversational because of Seth playing with D'Amico, but also because Seth is fantastic at what he does. And in the course of that, Seth was talking with D'Amico, the coach of this team, about like how they help grow their players. What is the development process? And he talked about this thing that they use, which is grow tapes. And basically they use kind of like a singular growth point. I'll let D'Amico kind of explain to you how they kind of help develop some of their guys.
What we do during training camp, like that's the pro grow tapes we do in the off season and OTA. So when guys come in, it's one-on-one meetings with your coaches. You go through that pro grow tape, give you a couple things. And then, but when we come back in training camp, what I've done is I asked our offense, defensive coaches, every day of camp, I want one guy from your position, and I want you to write down one thing that he's working on that day.
Yeah.
And we're going to list it. We're going to put it up in front of the team so everybody knows, hey, CJ Stroud, progression.
Yeah.
Or Azeez Al-Shaair, hey, wrapping up. Yeah. Like, it's one thing. You pick one player from your position, so every day of camp, got different players on there, different one thing for them to improve.
How do you not love that? Like how do you not love that? The meticulous, first of all, the insight. And this is where Seth, you know, being former teammate of D'Amico's, a former player, being a guy that has been
inside. He yelled at D'Amico. He did. As a rookie,
It's a great story. And again, I encourage you, listen to the entirety of the interview.
You know, this is where Seth is just,
hey, rookie, get it together.
The value is off the charts. He's telling him, like, get the plays in quicker. which, by the way, is also on brand. With Seth?
Yeah, I can see that.
Am I the only one who Seth hasn't yelled at just yet?
No, but
it'll happen in time.
He yells with love.
That's true.
Yeah, he yells with love.
Hey, Ben, get the audio together.
So, how do you not love that? Secondly, what a great thing. You know, just one of those little small things that can make a coach a great coach.
Yeah, and you're not burdening someone with, I mean, if you've played golf, you know this, right? You can't be like, hey, I need to make sure I get my wrists over and balance my weight and make sure I look at my club head and make sure I'm getting the right speed. And you focus in. What is the one thing I'm focusing on right now? And that's the approach that they took. And I kind of wanted to bring that back to the Texans team at large. We're not going to be able to do it on a practice-by-practice basis, but what would you say is the one growth point in your mind for a few various Texans? Let's start with, I think, one of the guys who has probably been the biggest stock down, I think, of camp thus far. You correct me if I'm wrong, in Blake Fisher. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be like the one growth point that you would look at for Blake for the remainder of camp?
I mentioned this to you before the show, and you put it a better way, but I'm going to stick with my first instinct here. Toughness / nastiness. And I've kind of been, you know, pigeonholed, or maybe not pigeonholed, maybe fairly characterized as a guy that's been down on what Blake Fisher is as a player. And I've been saying, you've heard the promos and everything else, like, you know, best case, worst case. I think best case is Ursary, you know, wins that job and wraps his arm around it. Worst case is Blake Fisher, because I just didn't see it last year. You called it physicality,
yeah,
which was maybe a little bit more accurate. But I think, you know, there's a nastiness or physicality that if he could just fix that one thing, Blake Fisher has the elements, has the body type, has the footwork, all that stuff. So I would focus that one thing on that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's tough for him, especially coming into a camp where we've had people mention that he feels lighter than he had previously been, is that the dude that you're going up against might be a literal giant, right? Like, Arriante Ursary is a very, very big dude in a way that I know that the Texans have not admitted that they are actively trying to get the size on that offensive line. However, you like saying, tell me not what you say, but what you do. Like looking at, and what they've done is assembled a bunch of big old dudes on that offensive line as presumable starters. And Arriante Ursary fits that a little bit better. So, yeah, if you are already the smaller of the guys that are looking at that competition, you got to come with the level of physicality. And now, I think that probably would stand to help Blake Fisher a good amount there. Speaking of Arriante Ursary, is there a growth point that you think of for Tay thus far, even as we've seen him have?
I'm going to let you take this one because I think you got it right.
For me, I mean, and this is something that they've mentioned as a team. D'Amico talked about it in a positive way in minicamp, that he had worked on it and gotten better at it. And obviously, I can't talk about this relative to like early on then. However, he's still pretty upright and he's a big dude. It's hard to get down in that stance, but as a tackle, he's already kind of a guy whose foot speed can be a little bit slower and getting out there and setting. If you're a little slower and you get there with a little bit more straight up, the stronger and faster, or the stronger dudes will hit you square in your chest and push you backward. And that's the last thing that you need for CJ Stroud. I believe him absolutely capable with the strength. But if we can utilize that, I mean, sometimes it's not just about pure strength. It's about the ways that the leverages that you use and the way that you're able to leverage it. And so I think that if we could find a way to get him even better in that stance, that's probably going to help a good amount. But that's one of the things that's really easy to see because of how obvious it is that he is upright with his size and his stature. How about Cade Stover?
Cade Stover is an interesting one, and I do have one thing that I would love for him to sort of hone in on and improve every day. You know, they've been extremely high on him since before camp started. I mean, D'Amico himself was just raving about him. Others have as well. But we haven't seen the pass catching yet. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow. You know, maybe we'll see it tomorrow. He's been a big guy that can do some things, made some plays last year. But I'm talking about become a whole tight end and you know, work on that pass catching, route running.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All of it.
How much? So I know that would be very helpful, and I know that some of that is in service of trying to, with all due respect to Dalton Schultz, like have Cade Stover step into the role where he is kind of an all-encompassing tight end, one that takes a more of that focal point. How much stock do you put in Dalton Schultz and when he was available to the media talking about how this tight end room kind of has three guys that all bring something different that kind of all have, you know, it's kind of a choose your poison from a Nick Haley perspective of how do I deploy these three guys that all give me something different? How much do you put in that with Cade Stover not necessarily being as much of, I guess, what you would consider a pass catcher compared to Dalton?
I think it's accurate for now, but you don't want that on a daily basis because defensive coordinators know this. You know, defensive coordinators know, you know, when Dalton Schultz is out there, he's not going to be, you know, the big blocking tight end. He's going to be in a route more than likely. Now, he'll help. You know, it's not like he's completely inept, but you don't want him to go one-on-one, you know, as a blocker. Cade Stover is a more physical guy. You want him to be more well-rounded there. And then, of course, Brevin Jordan, sort of the hybrid, more of a probably pass catcher as well. So, yeah, no, I think it's accurate. It's absolutely accurate.
Yeah, and the one thing about Dalton, I've talked about it a ton, maybe too much at this point, I need him to be able to, like, box out, so to say. I need you to be able to, if you're going to be a pass catcher, especially if you're not the explosive pass catcher that I think Brevin Jordan is more so, mm-hmm. you need to be the guy that can get into contested spaces and can't bring that in. And it feels like more often than not, you'll see a defender being able to play through his body and, you know, knock the ball down, break up a pass. I need him to be significantly better at that. In fact, I started rewatching the Chiefs game week 16 last year, and the first touchdown that the mm-hmm. Texans score is a situation where, now, of course, it's against Trent McDuffie, who is a corner, but it is Dalton Schultz lined out wide so that you get that mismatch, and he is able to shrug Trent McDuffie off, mm-hmm. create that space, and use his physicality to get a catch. I want to see more of that type of Dalton Schultz because that makes him more effective.
He is good at that. You know, he's very good at that.
But it didn't show up nearly enough last year.
Well, it kind of did. Like, in terms of, like, breaking free against a nickel or something, he's always been able to do that. He did that when he was with the Cowboys. What I'm saying is the physicality on the line of scrimmage. I think he knows how to run routes. I mean, that is not an issue.
No,
I mean, how to break free.
Well, that's what I've seen way too many instances where a defender is able to play through him, and I want to see him be better at that.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. The physicality, obviously, I think a lot of people will climb for, and I imagine a lot more people would ask for, hey, mm-hmm. be more substantial on the line than they would be what I'm saying. All right, how about this? Just to kind of throw a little curveball. D'Amico Ryans himself, mm-hmm. is there a grow point that you see for the head coach of this team?
Yeah, I think there is. You and I have mentioned it. It's not like so bad that you slap your forehead, but he probably, you know, late half, late game management of what, whether it's the clock, down and distance, field goal, no field goal, go for it, no go for it. He's not bad at it, but we've seen hints, right, where we're like, ooh, you know, maybe he should have done this.
Yeah,
you know,
and I do wonder if you're going to have some of those instances be able to pop up in a preseason game for you here where mm-hmm. he can maybe
I hope so.
Flesh some of that out. That would be really cool to see him do that, even if, like, especially in a game where you know you're probably going to have more of the younger guys, maybe not as many of the starters.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of situational management type things are probably going to be a place that is worth watching in this game from D'Amico. All right, real quick, how do you feel about – is there one that even pops up for you with Damian Pierce?
This is an interesting one. He runs hard. I mean, he runs real hard. He gives effort. He gives great effort. He didn't fit the system, you know, with Slowick. So what is it with Damian? If I had to pick one thing, and this is sort of, you know, not organic, but abstract, is recognition. Like recognition of one cut and go on this play. Don't cut on this play. Wait for the blocks to open. Wait for the path to open. I think a lot of times he just gets the ball and goes, I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, whether there's a hole or not, and hell or high water, I'm going.
Sometimes it works.
And it does. And it did his rookie year a lot. I mean, he was carrying fools into the end zone, man. So it's not effort or strength or running hard. It's just like the recognition of what's in front of you.
I think that's 100% fair. Yeah. One of the reasons why the gaps are but the, you know, outside zone scheme seemingly mm-hmm. did not benefit him as much because it's more of a read, react, then explode.
And he just wants to go.
And he wants to, hey, this is where the lane and the gap is supposed to be. I'm going to hit it hard. Mm-hmm. Which, when the gap is there, as you mentioned, Figgy, he hits it hard and he's there quick.
Yeah.
But then needs to be
play a little smarter.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is fair. Yeah. That is fair. There's some more names that we could probably get to. Maybe we circle back around to that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was just a very interesting concept and one that, again, highlights just – how well the D'Amico does in being a teacher as a coach and how well he connects with his guys. Again, fantastic interview by Seth Payne. I think we might circle back around to it at some point as well, but the whole 20-minute interview is indeed worth your time. And appreciation to that guy, Seth, and honestly, Sean, for being out there in West Virginia and doing great coverage of this Texans team. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including let's get ourselves ready for the Astros weekend series. And are you going to go eat your burger today? We'll do all that next. All right, let's get into what's popping here on a Friday, headed into what is already slated to be a very, very fun Houston sports week. And it begins with me having to wish you a happy Hunter Brown Day.
Happy Hunter Brown Day. Come on, Hunter.
Hunter Brown taking the mound in the first of three versus the New York Yankees, a set that we've kind of set up as being one that will be very informative of what the stretch run for the Astros will be, I think. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I said it could be a telling series. The Astros are the Yankees' daddies. This is a big series, whether you like it or not. I'm not going to say it's the season is going to hinge on it. But you get through the Yankees.
Now, set some stakes, damn it. Win this or the season's
or it's
over.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got Hunter Brown, then you have Fromber. You got the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. Kind of a crucial series, especially because the Mariners are just a game and a half back now. Go put them in their place, and it could be, you know, sort of not telling. I mean, it's telling, but not like crucial to the season, but it could set you up for sure.
No, I mean, and yeah. I will take you back to what I said earlier. I really do. The place that I'm looking, even though pitching should be a place where you have an opportunity to win, you have your two best starters, the ones that you're most confident in, and Colton Gordon, who hasn't been poor for you as well. Versus some Yankee starters that either have high ERAs while also being inexperienced, or Max Fried, who's supposed to be one of their better pitchers. However, in his last so many starts, has had some real problems. Max Fried hasn't been very good for them. He's had a lot of issues. So, I mean, when it comes to starting pitchers, you're in a good space. The Yankees, their actual defense has been problematic of late. There's a lot of things that are available to you, but the thing I will come back to that I'm most interested in is this offense. I was very, very much thoroughly impressed by the way that they were able to score runs versus the Miami Marlins. 8 runs, 7 runs, and 4 runs respectively over that particular series, and you were threatening to score more runs. You were building innings. You were doing that. Does that continue, or was that just one particular series that you had against the Marlins team that was probably coming off of the high of a good stretch?
That is absolutely part of it. That is a big, big part of it, because it's one thing to do that against the Marlins and you know, all these guys starting to really find their way. And then, of course, we've talked about manufacturing runs and such. Do it against their defense may not be good, the Yankees, of late especially. But do it against the Yankees, and then you have the Red Sox, and down the road in a week or so, you've got the Tigers. I think it's crucial.
Yeah. 19-run series. Keep that same energy. Yeah. I'd absolutely love that. It lessens the pressure on Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez. But then also, if that's the case, I think that also gives you more confidence for when Luis Garcia makes it back, because it does feel like he's hitting close. He had another rehab start at AAA Sugar Land versus the Sacramento River Cats. 4 innings, 3 hits allowed, no earned runs. 7 strikeouts, and a lot of his pitches were strikes, had a lot of swing and misses. The cutter seemed to be going pretty well for him, although Patrick Creighton did mention the average velocity is down from where his previous average had been.
Yeah.
And so if you want to view that as a potential problem, sure, but he was throwing baseball very, very well in those 4 innings, which makes it feel like within the next week, I was going to say or two, but it feels like within the next week, you should see some Luis Garcia coming in as a reinforcement as well.
Next week-ish, right? Because 59 pitches, you'd like to see it tick up a little more than that. So maybe there's another rehab start in his future. I don't know. But I think I think this ties in directly with sort of the importance of getting off to a good start in this next 12-game stretch, because you've got your two best pitchers going now. Eric Geddy, you know, we know he didn't have the best outing, so we'll see how it goes. But if you can get through the Yankees series, you're getting really, really close to getting Luis Garcia back and maybe others back. So, yeah, I'd love to see him up. Do you think he's going to have another rehab start? I do. I hope not, but I do.
I mean, I could see that to some degree, especially after, like, depending on how they felt about Spencer Arrighetti's rehab start and the way that it went, maybe feeling, okay, maybe we need to give some of these other guys one more than we would have otherwise to make sure that they're ready to step up and hopefully perform, especially considering you're dropping them not into territory where they have room to, you know, not necessarily be as good. You want them to jump in immediately, be impact guys starting-wise. So, yeah, maybe they one more is in the works for him, especially as you mentioned with him only going 59 as opposed to maybe getting to him somewhere 70, 80, where it's a little bit closer to what you'd want to see from him. And yes, Toby and everybody listening, this is an Apple TV Plus game as well. So if you've got that squared away, cool. If not, you might need to find somewhere to watch it or, and I would never suggest this, maybe a less than legal way. I don't know. Just putting things out there.
What are you saying?
People watch games in all sorts of different manners and ways. But yeah, baseball. Baseball yeah. going. Speaking of baseball.
I would never do something like that.
All right, you don't have to lie to the people. Well, actually, let's go this way. I do want to talk a little bit about some college football. We're still a few weeks away from week zero getting going in college football.
What a week zero, too.
Great week zero, and even better week one.
Week one is ridiculous.
And we'll talk more about that as we get there. But one thing in college football, and honestly, it's kind of an NFL thing as well, as people are like, oh, are you tanking for Arch? I think a lot of people have felt this way when it comes to the Archie Manning, and the entire Manning family get down. But he confirmed it. Archie Manning, the legendary quarterback. Is that too much? Legendary quarterback?
Oh,
for
he's
Archie?
A legend, especially in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. But the legendary quarterback, Archie Manning, talked to Texas Monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talked to the magazine, he made it clear, Arch Manning will not be leaving early.
Arch.
Or Arch.
Yeah.
Did I say Archie?
Yeah.
It's tough when you got the grandson named after the granddaddy, and we're talking about both of them at the same time. Arch. There we go. Arch will not be leaving Texas early.
I could see it going both ways, though. We'll see. Sorry, I'm going to have to waffle on this one a little bit. I could absolutely see him coming back. Archie seems to have some insight. That's grandpa. But at the same time, you know, it's still the NFL. I know he can get a lot of money, so I could see him going back to Texas. And he seems to really love going to Texas and love the college life and all that. But, dude, you know, you win 12, 13 games, Heisman Trophy, you know, and you are absolutely positively the number one overall pick. It's still a temptation.
Do you think we will see something like the Eli Manning situation with Arch?
If they need to?
No, I'm saying, I'm asking, do you
if
think
it will happen?
Yeah, because that was the last time that happened.
Yeah.
This is a Manning.
I think the odds are much more likely that we do see it again than ever before.
Because
he is making $12 million.
Yeah, because most likely it could be the Cleveland Browns, the ones that might have a number one overall pick or could trade up to get one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I the odds are heavily in that favor, and I think that's part of the equation here. You know, I can go back and make, I don't even know what he makes. I'm just saying $12 million pulling it out of the air, but he's making a lot of money. But I could also see, like, okay, like his goal is to play in the NFL.
Sure, no, certainly. Yeah.
He also comes from football family.
Yes,
where they make their own moves.
Yeah, and it's not even just I think you're talking about the idea of like the Eli Manning, Drew
Brees.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a thing where he trying to set his family up for good.
No,
his family is good,
and I think that's where I don't think that the holding him or remaining at Texas for the full term there has anything to do with where he lands in the NFL. I think that is a philosophical thing when it comes to Arch Manning, the way that he has wants his boys to develop. He wants them to get that full range of experience.
Sure.
And I think that you're right that he's making money at Texas. I'd probably lean more into the idea of they're just rich. Mm-hmm. Like, they are just a wealthy New Orleans family on top of the idea of being able to make the money.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to the NFL with the idea of, hey, I need to make this money, if you're not going to the NFL with the idea of just, I really need to get to this space. You know, if you're focused on development, staying in that space, I think that all things point to him staying, and it always has, but making it explicit by Archie was kind of cool to see. But it makes sense. It makes sense. He'll be there. He'll try and be his best, because also they're not just, we need to make it to the NFL. They're how do we get this kid to be in the NFL and be a consistent, good player in the NFL, damn near great.
And be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. In a good situation.
The best situation so he can be a Hall of Famer.
Plus, I imagine that family just love them college sports.
They're built. I mean, Archie's a bigger college legend than NFL, and he played 12, 13 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Some other things. ESPN announced that they're putting on a special for Lee Corso ahead of that final college game day. Remember, we were talking about week one where you'll catch that number one Texas versus number two Ohio State game. That ahead of that college game day, Lee Corso will have his swan song on that. But the day before that, Friday night of the 29th, I believe, actually, they will have a specific Lee Corso celebration primetime special on Friday night for Lee Corso. Enough? Too much?
No, it's enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very few people deserve that are just beloved, even by college football fans. You know, your friend is watching it, your husband, your wife is watching it, and you just see this goofball up there doing these crazy things for decades. you are a fan. I think it's absolutely enough. And by the way, was it yesterday? Happy 90th birthday to Lee Corso.
Oh, his birthday. Oh, yesterday.
I
missed.
I think he turned 90. It was yesterday or today. He turned 90. How about that?
Actually, I got the date wrong. So it's not the day before. It's actually the week before.
Okay.
So it'll be Friday the 22nd, August 22nd.
Yeah.
Is when they'll do the Lee Corso special.
He turned 90 yesterday
at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Shout out to Lee Corso.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's not like it's a whole season,
right.
a whole farewell tour type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is perfect.
That is cool. That is cool. Some other things that are worth noting. We did get a crypto group that said that it was that they organized the sex toy tosses at the WNBA games, saying that this was some level of guerrilla marketing in essence towards a crypto coin. And my thought was, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I could be more.
How?
No, not even.
No, how is that marketing?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
did it have the logo on the toy?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I think the idea, and look, if you are to believe them, the idea would be generate all this interest. People are kind of like, what's happening here? And then you pop out like they have now and take credit for it. Or you could just be a company that's like, hey, this is an opportunity to take credit and get some attention.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that they were coordinating with these like 18-year-olds where even the last time it happened, there was other people that got caught with
in the
toys
stands
that they had not thrown yet of various different colors. So, and maybe that does give an answer as to why they were all the same color, that neon green.
By the way, if you had purple, cash your ticket. There wasn't a purple one thrown yesterday.
Yeah, people got it. People got to cut this out. Even with the no bag policy?
On it. Yes. Yes.
Where they keep it? Never mind. So if that, I don't know if that gives you any satisfactory resolution to what's happening here.
I don't know. This to me, it's kind of a dumb thing to say you orchestrated it, because now you're liable for a lot of things, and who knows? But I guess.
Are you? Is that actionable?
I guess.
Okay. And then finally, today is that day, just in case, because we mentioned it earlier. I wanted to make sure today is apparently National Whataburger Day.
And you're going.
I think I will. I'm actually headed
you
out
think
of town.
Now.
Well, I'm headed out of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm headed out of town.
You got time to sit 3 hours in line?
No, I'm trying to figure out, do I go before or do I wait till where I'm headed to? I'm going to visit the little brother. He's got like a band thing. And I'm like, I feel like I can wait till I get out there. But then I want to make sure that I have the right timing, because again,
I've got the answer for you.
You said
no. It just occurred to me when you said you're leaving town. Go to some small town on the way.
That's a great point. Because like, you in and out.
Like, you're in freaking Centerville. Are you going to Dallas?
No, I'm headed over to Killeen.
All right, so.
Yeah, but there's definitely going to be a space.
Yeah.
Jump
off an exit.
Yeah.
In no man's land.
Somewhere between here and Killeen, there's going to be some town of 30,000 people that has a Whataburger.
And that Whataburger move quick, baby.
Yeah. That might be the best move.
Yeah. That's it. Somebody said it ends at 8, apparently. Appreciate you, Champ Slice.
Yeah.
So if you are going to get your 75 cents hamburger in honor of the 75th year of serving customers for Whataburger, you want to make sure to make that move. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, do it online. I just got mine. Pull in and grab it. That's also a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get you your 75-cent burger. I know that you guys will as well, right?
No, I might.
Hey, we might have convinced them. We might have convinced them.
I love Whataburger. The line, I said might, because if it's a long line, I'm out.
Order on the app.
I'm
you
out.
Got the app?
Yeah, I got the app.
Yeah, just
watch. Actually,
on the
app. No, I don't. Yeah.
Look at that. Shame. All right. Yeah. Coming up next, let's get to this Texans game. We got Texans football tomorrow. What are your top four storylines for the Texans tomorrow? 713-572-4610. Let's get into it next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.